I want to give you an update on our work there in Chile. Thank you very much for your prayers and your support. We are very appreciative of that, and we need you all stateside here praying for us, because we know without the Lord we can do nothing. So I'd like to start reading Matthew 5, verse 10 and following. Matthew 5, verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, or his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The Lord saves us so that he will be glorified. And we need to keep that in mind, that we're not an end in ourselves to be simply blessed here on earth and blessed forever, but he builds his church through us as we serve him. And he sends us as missionaries, maybe to the next city over, or here at work, or to the uttermost parts of the world. We like to think we're in the uttermost parts of the world. The bottom of South America is where Chile is. Well, first we're going to start with an introduction featuring our beloved son, John Baptiste Navarre Durand. So, without further ado, he's going to give us a little introduction here by video. Do we have sound?
Yes.
It seems we don't have picture here. What happened? Yeah, it doesn't want to go for some reason. Let's try that again.
In 2006, after being approved by the Independent Board of Presbyterian Foreign Missions, Pastor Paul Durand, along with his wife Cheryl and their five children, Geneva, Isaiah, Josiah, Anna, and Sarah, began preparing for their ministry to Chile, South America. Well, as much as children under age 10 can prepare for so dramatic a change, 20 years and so many stories, struggles, and blessings. We praise the Lord for it all. Highlights include, but are not limited to, the addition of three more children to the family, Katie, Faith, and me, John Baptiste, helping establish a church in Chiguayante, helping those in need after the massive 2010 earthquake, and finally moving and cheerfully starting a work in Santa Clara, a five-hour drive south from Santiago, the capital of Chile.
Okay, more to come, so hang in there. Got some photos for you. Okay, here's our brother John. He's a good friend from Greenville, South Carolina, from our church there. And he likes to take stuff, whatever's needed, whatever's asked for, all over the world to missionaries. He used to work for American Airlines and Federal Express, so he has easy access to flying here or there on standby. And so he's been a great help to us. This is actually in Africa, but a kind of a replica of his bringing some books and Bibles and Legos down to chilly, as you can imagine. So, well, Brother John has come down frequently. In fact, he called upon us, he decided he wanted to go to the dentist there. So he's been coming down every once in a while to go to the dentist in Bulmers. So if you need a dentist, you can think about that. At any rate, he takes a lot of good pictures. So I asked him to take some pictures so we can kind of give you an orientation, what it would be like. And by the way, you're invited. If you'd like to come down and visit us, we'd love to have visitors and practice our English. excuse me. At any rate, I'm responsible, or he's responsible for some of these nice pictures that come on our way down. So I'm going to give you an idea what it's like to get down to Santa Clara real quick here. Okay, first you arrive in Santiago, which is the capital city. And then, you don't have to do it this way, but once you know the ropes, like Brother John, you go over to the bus and get on the bus. Here you are down the streets of Santiago, leaving the city. And we're about 6 hours south from Santiago, which if you know anything of Chile, Santiago is about in the middle. And so we're another 6 hours south. Then you see the rolling hills and more hills and mountains. As you're driving down, there's Monticello, a different Monticello. And beautiful mountains. Sometimes snow-covered in the winter. I think there's one more there. And then as you're getting closer, you see trees. Actually, you can see trees all over the place. Cows, perhaps, on the side of the road. We live in the country, so you're getting close to our house here. Then we have the famous Camino Vecinal, which means the neighbor's road. Okay, this is the road that leads to our house here. So I'm going to show you. This is what it looks like in the summertime, and most of the time, thankfully. But I'm going to show you a quick video here of what sometimes it looks like when it rains. We had a fix about 3 years ago, but it actually made it worse. So we'd appreciate your prayers that we can get in and out of our house. This is really the only way with the vehicles. This is Brother Julio actually taking the photo after the pickup truck braved it. And our brother Victor is replaying for some reason. Anyway, please pray that can get fixed sometime soon so you won't have that kind of trouble when you come down. although it is kind of exciting, and if it's not your car, what's the big deal, right?
How long is that from the major asphalt road?
We're only a mile away from the biggest highway, the principal highway in the whole country. So we're actually pretty well located. But we do have this little problem that it's flooding due to the canal, which is where the water, goes away. So at any rate, we have to live with that once in a while if it rains too much. But again, it's because they reoriented the water drainage and it made it a little bit worse. It was bad before, but now it's a little worse. Our water supply is a well. We have thankfully now we have a shallow well and a deep well as well. So, anyway, lots of wells. So praise the Lord for that. As long as there's electricity, we can get the water out. So we could, I guess, get water out another way, but it'd be more difficult, more challenging. Anyway, if you get really close to our house, then these are right next door. like I said, we're only a mile away from the main road and about a mile and a half from the center of Santa Clara, which is a little town. And we're about 10 minutes away from Bulnes, which is a bigger town. And then after that, you see our house, which is in the background there. This is actually during vacation Bible school where Katie, right there, whom you know here, is leading the games during the vacation Bible school. And once you enter our house, you meet with a multitude of people. This is actually a large group of Baptists that we're trying to convert to Presbyterianism. No, just there's some truth to that. Isaiah and Geneva have been working on them quite a bit. But our kids love to go to camp there. In 2021, they invited us to come down to their camp and try to calm people down about the virus that was going around. So we tried to point them to the Lord. You know, he's in control even of that. So we've made a good friendship, and they're kind of, they like John MacArthur. So at least they're reformed in soteriology, and we try to get along with everybody and encourage them in the right way, right? Read the Bible and pray. That's mainly the ones that are in black. Here is the little house that we're now meeting in. And basically what we're doing is church planting. This is right in front of our house. So after you see our house, you'll see our little house. You might, if it's summertime, right? Whoops. Where'd it go? I lost it. Not sure which way I'm going here. Okay. I pushed the wrong button. Sorry about that. My pastor down in Greenville, he always says, "Yeah, the computers are just great, you know. All you got to know is the right button to push." Anyway, this is Isaiah's strawberry plantation here. Maybe some of you have familiarized yourself with a little bit of his dried strawberries. And there you can see a few raspberries of ours behind it. But again, this is a house. We go inside. Excuse me. This is our sister Rosita, who was one of the first ones of the neighbors. She actually has a dairy farm. I forget actually how we got there. I think when we were considering buying the property, I went and visited a number of the neighbors. And that's how I first met Rosita. And she said, eventually she said, we're going to be your best. I'm going to be your best friend. Anyway, eventually she started coming to church. But in 2022, she had a stroke. And unfortunately, she got paralyzed her whole side. Her right arm still does not work properly, but she's able to get out once in a while. So please pray for Rosita and her family. She has a large family, so that's giving us a lot of opportunities or possibilities for getting to know people and reaching out to them with the gospel, with the truth. So please pray for us. As we go back, we're actually rather excited about going back here in the middle of July, Lord willing. And I think we got a good basis. A lot of people know us in the area. We know a lot of people. And so hopefully we can just continue to reach out to them and expand. You'll see that, I think, as we go along. You might run into this guy sometime if you stay for a service. And this other gentleman, which is Julio. He is actually he's our seminarian. He's in seminary right now, studying with Greenville. No, it's not called Greenville. It's in Greenville, but it's Geneva Reformed Seminary. You may be familiar with it. He's studying online with them now. He had some theology with me earlier, a number of years ago. And he's actually preaching for me while I'm away. So today he'll be preaching down there. And here he is doing the equivalent of a Sunday school class. It's our Bible class in the afternoon. We have it at 4 o'clock and try to cater to the children. But everybody comes and everybody's welcome. And he's going over the Westminster Shorter Catechism right now. So when he's preaching, or if he has a time to preach, then maybe I'll do the class, or if I'm preaching, he'll do the class. Yes?
Is he preaching in English or Spanish?
We do everything in Spanish at the church. Is that right?
Yes.
I forget. I'm sure we try to teach them English a little bit, but anyway, as far as the worship service is all in Spanish, the Sunday school is all in Spanish. Yes? Well, I was going to get to this in the terms of that you may remember, those of you who were here back in 2024 or 2023, last time I gave a presentation, and we had a good group, a lot of homeschooling families, which tend to have more kids, you know, and so we were quite a group, shall we say, at that time. But we were meeting in our living room, and at that time, we had these two families, even three. The other family that lived in Concepcion, but they only came like maybe once or twice a month. But unfortunately, the two of the families that had a good number of kids, they stopped coming in 2025 to worship. Now, one of them still comes occasionally to the Bible class, and they're kind of, I can't quite say half in, half out, but we still have a very good relationship, and they're right in Santa Clara. Matter of fact, the son, David, he helped us make the video that you saw, it didn't quite get completely finished, the editing, so I'm showing one part and then another part in a little bit. But, excuse me. At any rate, we lost those two families, and then we ended up in this little house, because one of them was actually living in this house, and they moved out. They moved about a half an hour away. Of course, we're still on good terms with them, but we don't see them quite as often. And as far as worship service, you know, that was really hard. But the worst thing was just the kind of way it took place with one in particular, the families. And, you know, it was a very difficult time for us, particularly 2024 and early 2025. But I'll get back to that in a little bit. Anyway, right now, I'd say we're about 25 normally. That's including, you know, a number of us. So you'll see, I'll show you a service, although there were a few visitors on that at that time. So this is Julio on the right. And this is, these are his parents, Soledad and Julio, his dad, and Joanna. And they have another sister in the next slide. They're visiting from Santiago. Julio is living down with us now. His sister lives with us right behind us, and so he actually got an RV, and he's in there, and he does his studies during the week, and is with us, of course, all week long. This is his sister, Rocio. So there's Rocio. Some of you may, I don't know, after like five presentations within the next 15 years, maybe you'll get their names down. But if you read the prayer letter, that could help. This is Jose Luis and Rocio, and they have five children now. I actually baptized all of them. As you saw, some of you saw the baptism this past week. Well, that would have been Rebecca and Josefa before they came down to live in our area, back when they were in Santiago. And then the rest of them were all born right near us within the last 3 years, or last 6 years, 5 years. They came down in 2020. Right before COVID started, in March of 2020 is when they finally got moved down to our area and then built the house. They were living in that little house and then built the house behind us. So please pray for the Santander family. This is right when the new year was starting. And the Gomez family is one of our other families that attend. Now, they're not as fully incorporated, but actually Joaquin, their son, who's in the back there, he and Isaac, you may remember we had two in our house with our homeschool that were homeschooling with us. And that was the two of them. And for Joaquin, it was about 5 years or maybe six. And for Isaac, the little one, about 4 years. And he's occasionally with us now, but his mother's able to do it at home now more. They were both working earlier. At any rate, Joaquin's actually more of a member, shall we say. We're in the process of trying to constitute as a church, And so one of the prayers we need is that the Lord would supply good elders for the future. And technically, John Baptiste, our son, and Joaquin are our two initial, what do you call it, founding members. But anyway, we hope to have more founding members shortly. A number of our children are still members with the church in Greenville. I'm a member of the presbytery here in the United States. And my wife is still there. So we're hoping that within the next year or less, we'll be able to transfer all the our family down there as members. There's Joaquin. He had a chance to visit here in the United States for about 3 months with a friend that was made through a visit of our friend down to Chile. This is Emilio and Sarah. Now we're praying for their salvation. Emilio comes a long way. He already has, what, like 35 of the catechism questions memorized? And Sarah is his little sister. Their parents have become friends through Sarah, our daughter Sarah, who was giving violin lessons. And so that's how they first contacted. They saw a sign. They contacted us. Emilio began studying violin. And she studies, Sarah studies piano with our daughter Anna now. So anyway, after Joaquin and Isaac, we're kind of, Isaac still comes once in a while to our homeschool time. But they took over, and for the past year, we've had the two of them in our homeschool and in our family worship and so on. So it's been a great opportunity to preach the gospel to them and teach them. And Emilio's been picking it up very well. He's from a Roman Catholic background, and so are his parents. But please pray that the whole family would come to know the Lord. So Emilio and his family, there they are with Isaac sitting down and my wife, and this kind of our, you know, homeschool setting while they're studying math. Here is Sarah playing the piano. She's named Sarah too, or Sarita. There's Anna teaching music to another one of her students, Antonella. And this gives us a lot of opportunity with the parents, getting to know them. The girls put on recitals for their students and so on. And we lost some of those students because of the two families that moved away. But one of them still, we have a lot of contact with the Medina family still. That is the one that I started to say half in and half out because the wife kind of wanted to stay and the husband was the one that wanted to move on. But we're not giving up on them. This is Geneva actually teaching an English grammar class in our homeschool. And Isaiah, I don't know how they did it at the same time, but there's Isaiah teaching Juanqui piano. Okay, I told you I'd get back to this. Excuse me, I'm trying to cough away from the microphone. We lost the two families, and of course we were really sad about that. It was kind of difficult for a while to recuperate from that in 2025. But then in October of 2025, Victor, who's pictured here with his fairly new wife, Connie, about 2 years where we're married, probably about 3 years now. We had known Victor and Connie for a long time, but Victor even longer, about 8 or 9 years since we even had some contact through Bible studies that he was attending with Francisco Gomez. And at any rate, in about October of this past year, he said, we've decided, they visited a few times on the Lord's Day, and they said, we decided that we want to continue coming to church here. We want to be fully a part, you know, members. So they're kind of members in progress here, Lord willing, be among the founding members, which really are the Santander family, us, them, are the three, I think, most committed families for the future in Joaquin. And Connie is actually pregnant now, so we have an incoming as well, growing family here. And Bert is a friend from another friend from Greenville, South Carolina, who's come down to visit us. On the left here is Abraham. You may have read in some of the letters, our letters or Josiah's letter about Abraham. He's always asking for prayer for him. And Abraham sent an email to Josiah while he was in Kenya last year about his father. Now, his father's sitting down here, and the news was that his father, Luis, had lost his leg. So he had diabetes, and evidently the infection progressed and wasn't caught at enough time, and had to have several operations, and eventually lost his leg a little bit above the knee. And he's not the kind to be kept down, so he still gets around. He still sells vegetables and so on. But at any rate, actually it was about a year before that, or within the year, that he had... he had really made a change in terms of starting to, because he was far from the things of the Lord and from God's word, but he started going to a Pentecostal church about a little more than a year ago. But we started visiting him at that time when Josiah got that email, and trying to help him through this situation, another situation with his wife that was very difficult. He has 8 children. I think Abraham is the youngest. Is that right, Josiah? Abraham's the youngest of the children, I think. At any rate, Josiah has been trying to disciple Abraham for a long time. Abraham's actually living up in Santiago now, so that's about 5-6 hours away with his mother. But Luis started coming to church. Their Pentecostal mission work in Santa Clara had actually dissolved, and so he wasn't going anywhere at the time when we started visiting with him, and he started coming to church. And he makes a profession of faith, but we've talked to him, and his understanding of the gospel is limited. So we're praying that he would really come to know the Lord and love the Lord and continue on. And I think you'll see his daughter here in a few minutes. We had him over in December at the end of the year for our Thanksgiving celebration, like the pilgrims used to do it in December. Here is his daughter Connie, the one on the left in the pink and blue shirt, and she's only 12 years old. The family, I think, it's kind of interwoven and a lot of difficulties there. But back about... six years ago that we were having a vacation Bible school on the other side of town, and that's how we met them. And we also had a resource center where we had our 4 o'clock afternoon Sunday class over there in a rented house. That was before COVID started, so it lasted up until just before COVID started. The guy who owned the house asked for his house back. So we had to look for a place to meet, and we did meet in the community center a little bit, but then we had all those troubles. But anyway, so some of the faithful attenders were Connie when she was really little, and Abraham, and their two sisters, Consuelo and Solange. Well, they're still living. Those two sisters are living up in Santiago, and Connie was, but she came down to be with her father. Now, she's only come once so far while we were away. It was the week or two after we came to the United States here. So we're praying that Connie will feel more at home coming to church. And Luis has continued coming. Not quite every Lord's Day, but please pray for their family and our outreach to that family. His daughter Denise has come from time to time. She's the oldest. She now has a little child. But it's a situation where if the little children don't want to come, then the parents sometimes don't come. So that's a difficult situation. Not a good way to look at things. So I asked Julio to go down, take a picture for me to bring so I could show it to you all here in the States as he visited with them. This is just a signal for me that I need to go on to the next video. These are just a sample of our service, and we have a little bit extra attendance because Julio's family's with us right here. There's David Medina, who helped us with the video. And Joaquin's in the back taking it.
Pastor Paul preaches, teaches, leads two prayer meetings each week, does visitation, and has Bible studies often with Ruben, Julio, and Victor.
Okay, here is the 4 o'clock class when we're doing a sword drill. This was one of the days I was teaching it. So we try to get the kids used to looking up the verses. Maybe you do that around here sometimes. Here are the men. Isaiah, I don't know where Josiah is in this picture. I guess he wasn't there yet, huh? When we came to the United States here back in March, Josiah and Isaiah, our two sons, were still in Chile. And we actually began meeting on Wednesday nights for a Bible study with Victor quite a while ago. He really liked, actually, I think what happened was back before 2023, when we came here on furlough last time, I just once, when Victor was in our house, I showed him a little 2-minute video of R.C. Sproul that had been translated into Spanish, you know, on YouTube. And that was it. Maybe Joel Beakey or something else. And then we came here to the United States. Well, he kept watching R.C. Sproul until finally he said he's his favorite preacher. And so by the time we got back and the next year, he told me that. And we had talks about things too. And then he wanted to have a Bible study or meet together. So we met together watching the fundamental series of R.C. Sproul's on video. And then we would discuss it. And so we got through that series. I think it was Fundamentals 3, it was called. And then we started studying the Westminster Confession of Faith. So it was just myself and Victor. And we started inviting Julio, and then Victor invited Abner, and when we went to the United States, I forget why Isaiah didn't do it before, he was too busy with all sorts of things down there, but then Isaiah started participating, and he was discipling this Nelson, which is the son of the pastor of that other MacArthurite church that I was talking about, that visited us. We have a good little group there, and I think Josiah started attending there then when Josiah was back from Kenya. And now they're going on, just the three of them, Julio, Abner, and Victor. And pray for this guy, Nelson, who's in the back there. He's a 14-year-old, is he 14 or 15? That actually his dad asked Isaiah to help kind of disciple him and put him to work with the strawberries and so on. And so Isaiah gives him Bible studies, and he was there for a couple days for various times during the week with Isaiah. This is another Luis sitting in the wheelchair, and about 2 weeks after, or maybe it was a little bit longer after we were meeting with the first Luis who had lost his leg, Victor gave us a call and said, oh, there's this friend that, this the older gentleman that used to be a big part of our old, the church he went to before, which was Pentecostal, and although he lived up a ways from us, about 20 minutes away by vehicle, which here isn't much, but there can be a little bit of a jaunt. They don't have a vehicle, and he can't drive because he doesn't have a leg too. So almost right around the same time, he lost the same leg, the right leg, but it was just below the knee. At any rate, we started visiting him and his daughter Noemi's on the left, and Julio's on the right, Victor in the middle. And so we've had a number of Bible studies with them. It's given us an open door to present the gospel, the true gospel to Noemi and Luis and their son Alexander. And he needs a cancer operation very soon. So we're praying for that, that that would work out for Luis. Now, he's quite a bit older. He's in his around 76 or so, I think, whereas the other one is in his late 50s. But at any rate, that's been a great open door that we've had to minister to him. And I think he really actually knows the Lord. We actually had a Bible study, one of our Wednesday night Bible studies. We just had it with him, and it happened to be on predestination. So I said, well, I don't just want to go through the Westminster Confession of Faith. We got to look at Romans 9 first. So we read through that part of Romans 9 and went over it, and he said amen. You know, I don't think everybody's going to say amen to that. So that was very encouraging. And then we started going through the Confession of Faith on the decree of God. One of the things we're working on, like I said, is church planning. And so I've been working on the Spanish version of our future constitution, Lord willing. We have missionaries. Matter of fact, we need new recruits because our missionary in Guatemala is 102 years old. And he's retiring this July. So in a few days, he's going to be retiring. He was preaching, drinking Coca-Cola just once a week, and having garlic with every pizza piece that he had. At any rate, he's been doing great, but he's slowing down now, as you can imagine. So he couldn't continue going to the bookstore. He would go to the bookstore that they have once a week. Five days a week. And he would preach on Sunday. But he's found that in the last couple months, he's not able to keep that up and do that. So he's going to retire. At any rate, I brought that up because, we asked our colleagues there in Guatemala what they used as a constitution. And it's a lot like our old Bible Presbyterian constitution. So I've been going through it, and it wasn't quite completely edited. So they even asked, Pastor Ricker asked if I could help edit it. And I'm doing that, modifying it so that it's adequate for our use. And there it is. Here is our vacation Bible school with Hoyo and I leading the singing at the opening of the vacation Bible school. Here are our daughters, Anna and Sarah, whom you well know here, leading, helping with crafts. Here are some of the games during the vacation Bible school. There's Pablo Medina. Here's Isaiah teaching. We had an opening time, right? Kind of like Sunday school or church, with the worship here. But of course, it was a couple of hours during the day, the vacation Bible school. And so we have opening exercises where we sing a little bit, and then there's a lesson. So here's Isaiah giving a lesson one of those days. Julio gave another one, and I think I gave a couple of them. And then Friday night we have closing exercises, and it went really well. This was this past February, which is summertime down there, winter up here. Here's Nelson with Isaiah. And here is Isaiah, as you can see in the black in the back, the maestro Jimmy. This is, many of you know that our kids do Taekwondo. And pray for me, I'm just starting up again. I did it in 2021 for a year, but then I kind of got away from it, sprained my ankle a few times, and that was with other things. One time, Josiah took me to play basketball, and I sprained both ankles. When it got better, I preferred tennis for a while. So just now, since our family's large, we play for three, and they let the whole family come. So in Greenville and here in St. Louis, I've been doing Taekwondo again. Anyway, so I ask your prayer. Isaiah's become an instructor here on the left. And half of these, who are the ones taking their belt test, so this isn't all the class people, but these are just the ones taking their belt test. And half of them are from the adult class, the other one from the children's class. And now it's expanded to where Isaiah has an academy down 10 minutes down south of us in San Miguel, and he has another one in Santa Clara. And of course, this gives us a lot of contact with people that come for the Taekwondo, and we're working on those families. Actually, a few months ago, Isaiah said he was going to invite a family every week to come to church, and I think you've had three that have visited so far, right? three or four that have come, and they come to our house to play frisbee and whatnot. And so we have them in sometimes in our family devotions and preach the gospel to them. And so please pray for these families, the other many families that we're getting to know or know in Santa Clara and that area. And here's one of the children's classes that Isaiah's teaching. And it gives him an opportunity as well to talk to them about the Lord and to, you know, disciple them a little bit with biblical ideas and scriptures. Here is some of the books that Brother John brought down for us. The middle ones, whoop, where'd it go? Wrong button again. Where'd it go? Were we there? Oh, I actually skipped a few, I think. Okay, so here is a ladies' tea that Cheryl had with some of the neighbors. So we're also praying and working on the neighbors. Aunt Connie in the back with her mother. And here are some of the Bibles that Brother John brought down for us. We'll be taking down some, of course, when we go back, Lord willing. And some good books in English from the Banner of Truth. And here we have the Confession of Faith in Spanish and a number of books by Spurgeon and some others that are available in Spanish to distribute down there. I want to hopefully build up the literature ministry in Chile. We had more before when we were working with the denomination. Many of you know that our daughters and sons also in the last few years have gone to help them in Guatemala with their vacation Bible school. And many of you have supported. The church here has helped support them in that work. Here's Sarah and Geneva and Anna. And their little classes during the vacation Bible school in one of the churches down there in Chile. So we thank you for your support and prayers for them as well. And I think they're hoping on going again in December until in December on their way back to Chile. So we're lending Sarah and Anna to you for this time until December, and then they'll come back to Chile. Geneva's going to be going back with us, Lord willing, and they're here to help their grandpa be with them. Please pray for grandpa. And lastly, this is Josiah. As many of you know, he was in Kenya for a year. He had that privilege, and he and Sarah are going to be going back to Kenya, Lord willing, for a month. And one is a conference, and then 3 weeks in Kericho, where Josiah got to know a lot of children and people and pastors, and they're going to put on a big vacation Bible camp or something like that. Right? So with Sarah's help, here he is. Believe it or not, he's with Moses. That's Moses on the left. So my sunset coming up there. Thank you very much for all your love and prayers, and we ask you to please keep praying. And we also are excited about Josiah and Sarah having this opportunity, Lord willing, and they leave on July 20th. Did you want to say anything about that? I think, Lord willing, in a few weeks, Josiah is going to be able to make a presentation to you as well, probably here in Sunday school. So,
I want to pray whenever you're.
Oh, and that's one bit of news I could give too, is that Josiah was actually appointed as a missionary under our mission board just recently in about April. So he's now officially a missionary, our son Josiah, and he's going to be able to serve as a missionary down in Chile with us. But for now, we're lending him to Kenya for a month. So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Please join me in prayer.